Pomela, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Minister, first of all, I would like to join my colleagues in welcoming you and the Nepalese delegation to a productive dialogue. I thank you and the Honorable Commissioner for your opening statements. I would like to join my colleagues in commending my longtime friend, Bandhana's stellar and inspiring track record. Mr. Minister, we have noted with satisfaction the significant progress made in the field of education, in particular by passing the Act relating to compulsory and free education in 2018 and adopting a national education policy in 2019 with an aim to fulfill the constitutional commitment. We also note with satisfaction the adoption of the 10-year school education plan 2022-23 to 2031-32 and the Nepalese plan 2016-2023 prioritizing female education and gender equality in school curricula. The effective dissemination and implementation, including with adequate funding, of the 2018 Act and the School Education Sectoral Plan is key to bridge the gender gap in education. To this regard, we would like to know what measures have been taken to strengthen the institutional capacities of local governments, including dissemination in local languages. Can you please elaborate further on the measures taken to ensure access to education for all children, regardless of their caste or citizenship status, including measures that support an environment conducive to choice that ensures girls of all ethnic and religious groups can take advantage of the education for all? Despite the efforts made towards parity in school-level enrollment, we note that about 3.6% of students school drop out nationally, of which 2.91% occurs in the Madhesh province. This is due mainly to the prevalence of child marriage in the province. To these regards, Mr. Minister, what measures are in place to encourage pregnant and married girls to continue the education? What measures are being taken to increase the enrollment and retention rates of disadvantaged women and girls, such as women and girls with disabilities? Lastly, we note that Nepal has yet to accede to the UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education. Have any steps been taken to accede to this convention? I thank you for your attention. Back to you, Madam.